Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
And we're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Waupaca, Wisconsin. They are the highest rated hearing health care clinic in the state. ProfHearingCare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll get a Lake Michigan fishing report from Dumper Dan. Look at May events at the Range of Richfield, learn about sturgeon fishing on Lake of the Woods, and take another look at the walleyes for tomorrow mobile hatchery on Geneva Lake. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins me from his home in Wisconsin Rapids again. Jeff, you and your son Robert were planning to hunt turkeys this week.
Yeah, we got a chance to get out. I even took him out of school for a day. We went on our day the period opened on Wednesday. I took him out all day. We went and roosted some birds on Tuesday night, and we were ready for them on Wednesday morning. Unfortunately, they decided to go the other direction, which happens to me more often than I care to admit. And maybe it happens to everybody. Sometimes I think I'm a little snake bit in this turkey hunting thing, but,
you're not alone. Yeah.
So we gave it a good amount of time. I think we sat in that spot hoping they would come across this, this field on public land. They roosted on private land, but the private land was pretty small. But there was like another chunk that they could have wandered off to. And of course that's the direction they wandered off to. And, so we gave it a few hours. We sat in a blind on public land hoping, you know, we'd get a crack at something, and, decided to pull up stakes, and, we were going to do a little driving around to see if we couldn't, you know, see a bird here or there, just, you know, something around that 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock time frame. And, sure enough, we roll past a piece of public land that I have shot a bird on before. And here was a tom on public land strutting there with three hens. And,
perfect.
And I was like, okay, we're going to see what we can do here. So I pull off to the side of the road and I'm looking at the situation. I'm like, man, they are in a wide open field. There is not a stitch of cover. The grass isn't tall enough for us to crawl through. Like, I have no idea. The only thing that was there is this is kind of in some cranberry country here, Dan. And so we had a big ditch line that's dug.
Sure.
Alongside the road, but you know, if you were to get almost into the ditch, you are legally far enough off the road that you could hunt. And so I was like, all right, man, I think the only play we have here is trying to crawl over this, the ridge of the basically the mound of dirt that they used to create the ditch, and get you down almost into the ditch and I'll try to follow you. I'll lightly call and see if we can't get these hens to at least make them come to this direction. And if we can get into position, I think you might get a shot at this bird. And that was the big might, because even in this ditch line, there's a couple of like small trees, but they were not, it wasn't great cover. So I had him crawl on his belly. We would crawl through raspberries and all kinds of stuff to get through. And I got him into position and I was like, okay, this is step one. They haven't busted. Couple of real light calls, and sure enough, the hens would all pick their head up and kind of look and never worried about anything, but they started to wander to us. And my son is, of course, he's getting excited now. He's like, Dad, they're coming. And he's got a 20 gauge TSS 9-shot, 3-inch load. We're ready for them at a decent distance, not crazy. But Robert doesn't have a finder, yardage in his head. He's too young for that. He doesn't have that ability yet. And so that bird's out there like 125 yards yet. And he's like, can I shoot it? I was like, no, you can't shoot it. We got to have it come quite a bit closer. This is not a deer rifle, man. And so we got the bird to come in, all the way to us. Those hens kept coming as I was just calling real, real lightly, faintly. And, they just kind of kept making their way to us. We got the bird within, he was about 37 yards before he started making his way further away from us, kind of walking sideways.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, Robert, if you can get hit the red dot on his head, go ahead and pull the trigger. I didn't even get the sentence out of my mouth and he pulled the trigger. And I watched a couple feathers fly and everybody took off. Nobody was desperately injured or anything like that. We weren't chasing any blood there. He didn't make any motion of like, I'm hurt. All just scared. And so, my son learned a lesson. I think I even learned a little bit of a lesson here. The excitement can get to you. And he, immediately he's like, Dad, you told me to shoot. And I was like, I did, but ultimately you are still the one who makes the decision on whether you feel comfortable with that shot. And, and I think it was a good learning experience for him. He was still jacked. He's told everybody about it, and he throws me under the bus a little bit. He's like, my dad told me to shoot and it was probably at my max distance. And so, I was like, okay, yep, you're right.
You're under that bus for a while.
Yeah, that's fine. So, we've still got the weekend here. Maybe a couple days this next week, we're going to give it a shot. We did roost some more birds the next day in a different area. Couldn't get them to come to us. Went the opposite direction once again. I think we broke some cardinal rules in that. We were down below him. We were across a creek from him. I from what I understand, I should have been up above him and on the same side of the creek, but I don't know. So that's our turkey hunting so far, Dan.
There you go.
I haven't even grabbed a gun yet.
Yeah, but this is more fun. This is more fun.
It is. Yeah. It is. It is.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Where to go from here? Well, I spent most of the week dealing with sheep. We've got 16 lambs on the ground right now on this weekend. I hope they're going to be sheared, but not yet. And my friend Dan Zekor, a Wisconsin native who worked for the Conservation Department in Missouri and is now retired, came up for a few days to fish trout in the Driftless. So I spent Wednesday afternoon with him and Bruce Risto, who lives down in Crawford County, and we fished some beaver dams on a tiny stream where you got a slog between, blowdowns and beaver sticks. They cut those sticks off so they can cut you bad if you fall on one. And we saw a bunch of trout, caught a few small ones, but it was great to get out. We heard a grouse drumming, so there's at least one, and I hope a pair, still left here in southwest Wisconsin. We also found four deer skeletons, including a decent 10-pointer, and what was left of a deer that died recently, and we were kind of, what did kill that? We don't know. The coyotes had eaten most of it. But anyway, it was a great time to get out, and Dan is on his way back to Missouri now. Well, coming up, folks, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch reports on charter trolling this season. Range of Richfield President Jim Bobbyash talks about May events. Joe Henry reports on sturgeon fishing on Lake of the Woods in Minnesota, and Jim Tostrud and Mike Strom come back with an update on the Geneva Lake walleye hatchery. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Your land is your legacy, but keeping it healthy and thriving means caring for it now and in the future. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you do right by your land with guaranteed income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from experts. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit familyforestcarbon.org and enroll today.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing, Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, and that's just five buildings north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 divide, so you know you can find it. And you can also find them on the web at therangewi.com. And joining us for a monthly report is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiesch. Jim, thanks for joining us again. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio.
Hi, Dan. It's always great to have this opportunity to chat a little bit about you and I and then what's going on here at the range and what's going on in your life. So I always look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Well, how was April?
April was very good. We had a lot of new shooters. We had a lot of folks coming and taking some classes. Our consignment program is going strong. We continue to get a variety of slightly used guns that we are offering at a great price. If you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or consign, be sure to stop in and chat with Brandon. He's handling that for us now. And also, we have a great selection of new guns, and we have switched up the guns in our rental program. So we have most of the guns that are really popular for rent, so you can try before you buy.
Very nice. Okay. Well, May is a busy month for everybody, from gardeners to farmers to shooters. So what have you got for shooters coming up in May?
Well, our next Wisconsin concealed carry class is going to be on May 17th. And then we have a first shots class on Wednesday, May 6th. We're also offering our summer bullseye slow fire league from May 27th through August 28th. Need a challenge? Grab that 22 or a centerfire out of the safe and join a laid-back league that helps you keep up your skills or improve them. You can shoot anytime. We are open. There's no real schedule. Just if you want to come in and shoot.
All right. Jason often has a special target for every month. What's going on this time?
Well, what we decided to do is come up with a monthly challenge. So each month, Jason will come up with a new challenge target for a dollar. So you shoot the target, you post a picture of you and the target on our Facebook page, and you'll be entered into a drawing for a free hour of shooting.
Hmm.
Now, the person in the target that has the highest point value each month will get a free box of 9mm ammo. And you can enter this as many times as you want. With our men's league, Jason always does a different target, and he scores it, and they really like that. So we thought, let's open it up to anybody, everybody. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, all right. Summer is on its way, but I understand it starts early at the range.
Yes, it does. Free target every Tuesday. Enjoy $10 lanes every Wednesday, standard or premium, doesn't matter. And then on Fridays, we'll have all the lanes for $15. So come on and do it. Now, new this year, we have our Trigger Finger Thursday. All right? Now, what does that mean? It's a day where you can bring in your FRTs, forced reset trigger guns, or rent ours. This is the type of firearm that uses the firearm's bolt motion to force the trigger forward, reset it, after each shot. This allows a very fast follow-up of shots when the shooter is actually pulling the trigger. This technically requires a separate trigger pull for each round. This is a relatively new trigger for the range and is becoming real popular. These FRTs can only be used on trigger finger Thursdays. What it does is gives you a chance to shoot 1, 2, 3, bang, 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 1, 2, 3, bang, bang, bang. There's a lot of folks that buy these guns and they have no place to shoot them. So we thought we'd open up our range for that. And then we will have one in our rental also so people can try it.
I have never even heard of it until now. So this is not a bump stock.
No.
But it's something like that then for a pistol, right?
It is. ATF has not a problem with it. I've done some research on it, and there was a time that they were a little concerned, but it passes all the tests. So it's something new and upcoming. So we'll see what happens.
All right, cool. How about a sale? You got any sales going on?
We have our spring fling. 20% off everything in the store, except for guns, ammo, safes, and memberships. And no special order. It's got to be in stock stuff, okay?
Okay.
We also have buy a new gun and get 2 hours of free shooting. That's a $50 value. Buy a used gun and get 1 hour of free shooting or a $25 value. Again, it kind of gives a little incentive to come on in and look at everything else we have in the store and look at the guns.
And you mentioned pulling a pistol out of the safe earlier. Now, what about safes? Are you going to offer some sales there?
Yes. New this summer, we're going to have the Sunday Safe Day. Okay? So you get 5% off any and all safes in the store. Or if you order one through us, you still get the 5% off.
All right. Very good. And there are special holidays in every month, and of course, May is best known probably for Mother's Day and Memorial Day. What you got for moms?
Oh, for moms, you get to shoot free, and you get a free target.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it usually brings in quite a few moms, which is great. That's what we're looking for. And then May 16th is Armed Forces Day. Now, so active military, reserve, vets shoot free, but you're going to need to have an ID.
Okay. And gunsmithing, you've got a gunsmith now, right?
Yes, don't forget about Eli. He has a little company of his own. He now works here at the range. He's not quite full-time yet, okay, but he's working on it. He's got a ton of experience and knowledge, and he's passionate about his work. We are absolutely delighted to have him available for the range. Any issues regarding your firearm, bring it in. Eli can make it right.
Okay, very good. What about your summer hours?
You know, it's nice outside, so people are spending more time out there. So we're going to start the week after Memorial Day. We are closed on Mondays. Tuesday through Thursday, it'll be from 10 o'clock until 7. Saturday from 9:30 to 5. And then Sunday from 10:30 to 4 o'clock. You know, we'll still be here. We're just going to shorten up some of the days so that we can also get out and do something.
Yeah. And, of course, that information is on your website.
Everything is on our website, yes, and our Facebook.
Yeah, okay. And if you're not in the market for a gun or a safe, you just want to talk about guns or you got some questions, you and your staff are there, right?
Oh, yeah. We love to talk about guns. The folks I have here are really knowledgeable when they can give you a lot of insight to what's going on and what's happening. So you don't have to buy anything. Just come on in. We can tell you what's new in the market, what's coming up in the market, and look around.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful month of May, and we will talk to you as June approaches.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
Jim Bobbyash is the president of the Range of Richfield. They're located on Helson Drive, just 5 buildings north of the Cabela's store there in Richfield. You can find them on the web as well at therangewi.com. And there are links to their Facebook page and info on everything going on there. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Lake of the Woods, Minnesota calls itself the walleye capital of the world, and their website is lakeofthewoodsmn.com. And joining us now with a fishing report from Lake of the Woods is a good friend of mine. I've known him a long time, Joe Henry. He's the executive director of Lake of the Woods Tourism. Joe, Thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, Dan, great to be on your show again. And I'll tell you what, we do go back a long ways. It's always fun to hear your voice.
Yeah, we have had a few adventures together. And in fact, you bought this sponsorship package that I donated to the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers auction last fall. And now we're going to talk about Lake of the Woods for a couple times and run your spot so people can learn what's going on up there. So what is going on up there right now?
We just finished our spring walleye season on Lake of the Woods and the Rainy River. You know, we have an extended walleye season compared to the rest of the state of Minnesota. And, you know, our walleye season actually goes through April 14th. So we just had lots and lots of anglers on the Rainy River, which obviously opens up before the lake, but they were out there catching the big walleyes that are running up the Rainy River to spawn. And it's a catch and release season only on the Rainy River. But, you know, we're talking about catching good numbers of big walleyes in a smallish type river. And it's just an incredible fishery. Now, in addition to the walleye, is one of the success stories of the Rainy River is the Lake of the Woods lake sturgeon. So lake sturgeon on Lake of the Woods and the Rainy River are really, really prevalent. We have a huge population. In fact, Dan, Minnesota DNR estimates that from Morrison, Ontario, down through the northwest angle into Lake of the Woods and Rainy River, in that stretch, there's about 100,000 sturgeon over 40 inches long. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So as we speak, there's people of sturgeon fishing, and they're catching good numbers of sturgeon. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, in many cases, they're catching 10, 20 sturgeon a day.
Oh.
Some really big fish caught. We're talking about fish that are over 75 inches in some cases, but we're talking about a lot of fish that are between that 40 to 60 inch mark. And I'll tell you what, man, if you've ever caught a lake sturgeon, you know, you talk to any muskie angler, you know, if a muskie angler isn't muskie fish, a lot of times they'll go and they'll fish sturgeon in the spring just because, you know, they actually put up a bigger fight than a muskie does.
They do. And I've got friends who do that in the fall here in Wisconsin. We actually have a harvest season in the fall on some of our rivers and lakes, and you can harvest them at some point, can't you? Or is this all catch and release?
No, you're exactly right. Some of the season is a catch and release season only. And then we have different parts of our year that are a keep season, or they call it a harvest season. And of course, to do any fishing in any state like Minnesota, you got to have a Minnesota fishing license. But then if you want to harvest a sturgeon during the harvest season, you have to buy a sturgeon tag. That sturgeon tag is $5. And then when you catch a sturgeon 45 to 50 inches or over 75 inches, you're allowed to harvest one per calendar year. Mm. And then what you do is you actually take it like a deer. So you have this tag, you put it right, you know, around the tail. And then within 48 hours, you actually register it with the Minnesota DNR, much like you would when you harvest a deer. You can call, you can go online and do it. That way they can keep track of what's being harvested. We have such a robust population of sturgeon that they never really meet their quota of how many sturgeon can be harvested.
And the folks who keep them, what do they do with them?
Oh, they're delicious. In fact, when we just had the SGR 500 little two-day fishing tournament, you register your fish through your phone on an app called Fish Donkey.
Yep.
Fun little tournament, $45 a head. And we had one of our friends from Aglow from Wisconsin come to that, Jim Willis.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Willis came, and he came over and fished the tournament. And, in fact, he even fished with Darren Amundsen of Fish Donkey, uh-huh, the owner.
Yep.
I didn't realize Jim Willis is actually an executive chef, and he has been for decades, uh-huh, over 3 decades. He came to the contest. He thought it'd be kind of cool because we're targeting both walleyes and sturgeon. He thought that he would make sturgeon for the event. You can't keep lake sturgeon right now. That's coming up in the next week or so. But he shipped in some sturgeon from Oregon or Washington, some white sturgeon, and he made kind of a gourmet dish. I think he poached it in some kind of a special sauce, and he actually put caviar on top of the sturgeon as well as some trout caviar as well.
Ooh, wow.
And interesting, that caviar, I never eat caviar, you know, it's got kind of a salty taste.
Yep.
It was a very, very nice compliment to that fish. Now, that's one way to cook it. I'll tell you the way most people do it, they'll smoke them.
Uh-huh.
And when you smoke a sturgeon, boy, is that meat ever not only delicious, but it's very rich.
Yeah, nice. Well, Joe, before we let you go, we're going to talk to you again in a couple weeks about walleyes, right? That's coming up too.
Yeah, it is. You know, the Minnesota Fishing Opener is on Saturday, May 9th. you know, for Lake of the Woods, I mean, it's game on. You're talking big numbers of walleyes. They're in the river or very close to shore, and it's going to be a jig bite. People will be anchored up or spot locked. They'll be jigging over the side of the boat in 10 to 25 feet of water, and they're going to be using a frozen emerald shiner on a jig,
yep.
And they're going to be putting big numbers of fish in the boat.
All right. Well, our opener is next weekend, a week before yours, so we will touch base after your opener and find out how it's going.
Good luck fishing, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Folks, Joe Henry is the executive director of Lake of the Woods Tourism. You can learn all about fun on Lake of the Woods, including the great fishing we just talked about, at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. Well, let's keep the walleye conversation going now with two guys we had on the show last week, Jim Tostrud and Mike Strome. They are members of the Walworth County chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow, and they've been pretty busy this week on Geneva Lake. Well, Jim and Mike, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having us, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Nice to be on here.
What is going on? You guys have been busy. What have you been doing?
Oh, it's been a couple of long days. We filled up all our egg jars in our hatchery, 18 jars in 2 days, which is pretty remarkable for last week. Majority of the females were still not ripe and ready to strip, and that was Friday. And as of Monday, they just started going gangbusters. And,
yes, we
had trouble keeping up even with the volunteers that we had there and stuff. So, but we got it done and another successful hatchery process this year.
Yes. Good, good. Well, Jim, how many eggs do you think you have there? I know you didn't count them all.
Yeah, Dan, that's my job. No, we're guesstimating between 5 and 6 million eggs. And like Mike said, our crew did a wonderful job. I'm really impressed what we did in 2 days. And I think we're going to be easily over 5 million and closer to 6 million eggs. Then we're going to have the babysitting job coming up here. We have to make sure those eggs are well taken care of until they make into little babies.
And when will they hatch? How long does that take?
From the time that they're fertilized, approximately 21 days. We have like 90% success rate on fertilization, way better than they do in the real world.
Yeah, cool thing, Dan, yesterday we had 254 fish in one net.
Oh my.
We put out 6 nets. I'd say the least amount was close to 50 fish per net. Today we had more ripe fish than we did yesterday. It was really interesting because in the area that we put the nets, where it's more open water, the ripe fish were, and then closer inside the bay, we found more green fish, which means that they weren't ready to spawn yet. And that was really interesting to all of us because we figured that the water would be warmer in there because even the wind was blowing in that way, and the fish were still green closer into the bay.
Maybe they were in the warmer water so that their eggs would ripen and the others are ready to spawn, and that's why they were holding out in the cooler water. Is that possible?
That could be possible. And the thing about it, too, is there were less males in the areas where the green fish were than where we found the ripe fish as well.
Okay. Let's tell people where this is happening. This is a mobile hatchery, and it's in Abbey Bay or very close to that, right?
There's a inlet that comes into the Abbey Springs Harbor area there, and it's right there at the inlet.
Well, you mentioned visit and you mentioned babysitting, so what is going to happen now in the next 3 weeks?
The volunteers will come and monitor different things. We're pumping water from out in the lake. The pump can get clogged up with algae and stuff, and there's filters inside the hatchery that get clogged up and needed constant cleaning so that the water flowing through the hatchery is consistent, because that's what keeps the eggs and the fry living. That was more of a problem last year. We haven't had any issues this year yet, but it can happen. That's the big thing, keeping those filters clean so that the water is flowing through and a good consistent temperature.
Now, what will a visitor see if they come down there? What does it look like? I know it's a white trailer, and I've seen them before, but for folks who never have, what's inside?
We have a line of actually 19 jars. 18 of them are filled with eggs, and then we have a hospital jar that we use as a precautionary area. You're literally just looking at a bunch of walleye eggs at the moment now because how quickly we were able to get the job done harvesting the fish. You know, I want everybody to know when we go to the fike nets, we get the fish out of the lakes as quickly as possible, race to Abbey Harbor, unload them into these blue tanks, and then we melt the male and the female. What we have now is Lake Geneva Gold in big bottles, ready to go back in the lake. As soon as those fish are processed, we have a release boat, and we take them and release them right back out into Geneva Lake, and they're already resting from what they just went through, and we had incredible success, no fatalities with any of the fish we handled.
That's amazing. Mike, you got about 3 weeks before they hatch, then what?
When they do start hatching, we got 6 holding tanks outside the trailer, and the tubing goes out from the jars, automatically flows into those holding tanks as they hatch, and then they survive in the holding tanks for up to 2 days. We like to get them released into the lake. So there'll be a batch hatching within 21 days and then 22 or 23 days, and then they'll flow in and we pump them into a tank in the release boat, and then we bring them out into the lake and drop them off in the middle of the lake so that they have food in the zooplankton.
We have boats that will go out, and we actually have a small seine net that we stroll behind the boat, and wherever we find the highest concentration of the zooplankton, we GPS that area. Then we get the babies, and we bring them back out there, and we put them right in that area so then the babies have something to eat right away, because once their yolk sac disappears, they have to have something to eat right away.
Okay, so you find the food, you release them where the food is, and they grow, and hopefully a lot of them survive, and then we catch them eventually.
Amen, brother. That's why we're doing this, so that it's going to be a future of our fisheries.
Fantastic. We're glad to hear that it's doing well. And we'll send folks to your website and your Facebook page, and maybe they'll come visit the hatchery there on Abbey Bay.
Thanks a lot, Dan, for having us.
Thanks a lot, Dan, for having us on your show.
You're quite welcome. Folks, Jim Tostrud and Mike Strom, active members, real active members of the Walworth County chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow. You can find that chapter on Facebook. Just search Walworth County chapter Walleyes for Tomorrow, or you can go online at WFTWalworth.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters.
Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report with Captain Dumper Dan Welch, proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store, located on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan, and, of course, online at DumperDan.com. He's also got a Facebook page, and you'll find updates, including a video and audio report of every fishing report that we record for Outdoors Radio, and that's Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters on Facebook. And this week's report is also brought to you by a bunch of sponsors, and we'll let Dan tell you about them, but there are six of them. We've been calling them the Super Six Pack. It's Frankie's Pub, Champ's Sports Bar and Grill, Dio's Pizzeria in Plymouth, Shuff's on the north side, Pettix on the south side, and Lino's on the river right there by Dan's. Well, Dan, how are you?
I'm doing good. Been fighting this crazy weather just like everybody else has, and some people got it worse than others. We're pretty fortunate here in Sheboygan. A lot of rain and some flooding and a lot of river current, but no real damage. So we're pretty happy about that, but it's definitely postponed our season a little bit. That's for sure, Dan.
You were going to launch this week, but now you're not launching yet, right?
Yeah, we're waiting another week. All my boats are in my heated storage building. They're ready to go. It's just our issue is current. You know, the Sheboygan River is a really cool river that pushes out a lot of river water into the lake and attracts salmon, trout, bait fish, what have you, to the Port of Sheboygan. But we also get a lot of current because of that. And that runoff is creating a lot of havoc in the river systems with current, a lot of debris down trees floating by and what have you. So can't park the boats there, so we wait. The marina, they don't get the current quite like we do, so good news. Some private boat anglers, trailerable boats are getting out when the weather is nice, and they're doing quite well. They don't have to fight that current like we do, and we're just waiting for the weather to break and get a little warmer so we can take our clients out as well.
Very good. Now, when the season really hits, you get pretty busy. I know you do fill up. What do you do in that case?
That's a good question, Dan, and I always taking everybody I can because they come to Dumper Dan's. You know, they kind of tease me once in a while and call me Dump Booker. Kind of like Fit Booker, but Dump Booker for the Sheboygan area. Just because, you know, if somebody can't switch a date to get on one of my boats, then I have two really good mechanic friends of mine, a fiberglass guy that works for us that does a lot of work on my boats, and other charter boats that are wrapped around my place at Dumper Dan's on the river, and I farm out to them. And if they are open, I book them. So I always try and get them to Sheboygan, to Dumper Dan's, and to my boats. But if we're full, then I get you out. And I do the same with the lodging. I always come through with the lodging and the fishing. So always call me, and I'll do my best to get you on the water, even if we are full.
All right. Well, what are people catching? I imagine it's still browns, right?
Yeah, brown trout has been the fish of choice here. North of town, Whistling Straits has been just excellent. Now, the Pigeon River is between the Sheboygan Harbor and Whistling Straits, and if you go up on the bluff, you can see all the river water pumping out of the Pigeon, which is not good water. It's milky, dirty water pumping east-southeast. There, they're not catching them, but once you get past that, you get to the clear water, the perfect colored water. It's not gin clear, but it's not milky white. It's just that brown-colored, nice water, green tint to it, which is nice cover for that shallow water fishing because they're fishing 10 to 20 feet of water off Whistling Straits Golf Course and pounding the browns, man. I mean, it's really, really been outstanding, and some big ones, too, trolling crankbaits and spoons.
Very good. Let's talk about the sponsors because we got a bunch of them there, a six-pack, and they have one owner, right, or one couple who owns them all.
Yeah, one family, Jesse and Sarah, excellent people. They have young kids. They're busy with their family, but
I don't know how they do it. With the young family and the, you know, young couple, they do an excellent job. I mean, they own a half a dozen pubs and grills here in Sheboygan, and I'm going to start with close to me. They have Lino's Italian restaurant on the riverfront, South Pier Drive, just down from Dumper Dan's. That's the closest to me. And then if you go up Indiana Avenue to the west up the hill is Champs Sports Bar and Grill. If you want to shoot pool, play darts, burgers and beer, nice place, Champs. A little farther west on Indiana Avenue is Frankie's. Excellent fish fry, good burgers as well. South of town, they have Pettix, a nice little neighborhood family bar and grill on the south side, Pettix. And then where do we go? No, we go to the northwest side of town, so they cover that side of town or where I live, Chuff's. And they have excellent food there too, nice pub and grill. I want to tell you, Dan, about Chuff's. One of my favorite bartenders in town, along with many people agree with me on this, Bruce the Goose. He works out at Chuff's for Jesse and Sarah, and he's an avid river fisherman. And boy, when I talk to him, we talk river fishing. He gets me going on the steelhead this spring, which was phenomenal, by the way, down in the river up by the Kohler Dam, down to the wayside here in Sheboygan until the rain hit. So I'm sure that'll pick up again once the water settles down. But Bruce the Goose, excellent bartender, Chuff's. And then we go 10 miles west for their sixth one of the six-pack, Deals Pizzeria. They have a fish fry, too, in Plymouth. So a lot of places to cover that these folks own, and they're all just dialed in really nice with great food, great staff, great atmosphere.
All right. You must spend a lot of time in these establishments because you know all these people. Do you ever eat at home?
not much. My wife, Jenny, is like, we got to eat at home more. And I'm like, yeah, well, we do, but it's quicker to go out to eat, and we don't have to do the dishes when we're done.
There you go. Well, you must be booking now for later in the spring and summer. I know you've got trips already booked for the end of April and beginning of May.
Yeah, the calls are coming in pretty steady. I mean, even with the weather and the blah weather of clouds and rain and wind and everything and cold throughout the Midwest region here, a lot of people have been calling from Minnesota to Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, even out from the Dakotas. I booked a couple from Fargo the other day and Sioux Falls, south of North Dakota. So they are coming in the calls. It's going to pick up. There's no doubt. We have a few hundred trips on the books already, so it's getting to where it should be. And give us a call, please, when you're ready. Questions first is fine, and then reservation right after at 920-377-1147. You'll talk to me, Dumper Dan. I'll get you hooked up with fishing, lodging, what have you. So 920-377-1147. Again, you mentioned earlier, Dan, our Facebook page. Check it out. Our last post was actually shop pictures. You'll see all of our rods and reels all the way around the whole shop. 300 plus rods and reels spooled, lined up, ready to go. Swivels, divers on them. Boats cleaned up, bottoms painted, everything off to a gleam. Really looks good. Showroom shine. Ready to go once the weather breaks here. So check out our Facebook page for that and fishing reports throughout the year. And then also www.dumperdan.com for prices, pictures on our website.
All right. Well, Dan, last week we mentioned there were going to be some surprises in the Facebook version of this fishing report. Ozzy added some music. It sounded pretty cool to me. What did you think?
I agree with you 100%. I didn't know what Ozzy was going to bring to the table, but he did a good job with the music, little spurts that were in there throughout the broadcast, the radio show. Very good. Also, I saw better response of people and views and likes and what have you. So check it out. Like it. Share it on our Facebook page. Ozzy did a great job, and I'll tell you what, Dan, I'm sure glad he did, because if he didn't, he was going to make you and I sing karaoke, remember?
Yeah.
That would not be good.
We'll hold off on that one. All right. On that note, Mr. Welch, we're going to let you go, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks when your boats are wet and your fish are flopping in the boat.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Dumper Dan Welch with our every other week fishing report from Lake Michigan. As he mentioned, his website, dumperdan.com, and on Facebook, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters is where you can find out more about what's going on there and listen to and watch a fancier version of this report. And don't forget the six-pack of sponsors this week, Frankie's Pub, Champs Sports Bar and Grill, Dio's Pizzeria in Plymouth, Chuff's on the north side, Pettix on the south side, and Alino's on the river. just down toward the lake from Dumper Dan's, all great places to eat, drink, and relax in Sheboygan. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Your land is your legacy. But keeping it healthy and thriving means caring for it now and in the future. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you do right by your land with guaranteed income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from experts. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit FamilyForestCarbon.org and enroll today.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. They got showrooms full of new boats, pontoons, special visit from Green Bay Packers wide receiver Matthew Golden, who will be there signing autographs from noon to 2 on Saturday, May 9th. So make sure you put that on your calendar. Should be a lot of fun. Check out the new boats. Meet Matthew and get that autograph. Get details online at cedarlakesales.com. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Wapaka, profhearingcare.com.
And our show, Outdoor Wisconsin, the TV show, may not be on the air where you live unless you're in southeast Wisconsin. You can always watch past episodes, though, at milwaukeepbs.org. And Deer Hunt Wisconsin, my TV special, is archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin.
Radio program you hear right now is online all the time as well. Go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio page, download it there, or you can check out outdoornews.com/podcasts and get it there as well. Dan's on social media as Dan Small Outdoors. You'll find me there as at Hardwater Jeff.
It is turkey season, and remember, you can save 10% on any order at foreplayturkeycall.com. Just use the promo code SMALL10 at checkout. The number 4playturkeycall.com. That's a website, promo code SMALL10. I was a guest on the Backroads Outdoor TV podcast Thursday night with Craig Robbins and Chris Worthing from New York and Pennsylvania, and we talked turkey hunting, as you might imagine, shared some stories. There's a link on my Facebook page if you're interested in hearing that. My Lake of the Woods trip in September is sold out, but there's a waiting list, so check out blackisland.com if you're interested. Well, our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren and Friends' next gig is Saturday, May 9th at the Harbor Table in Washburn. The show starts at 4, but come early, stay for the prime rib. Warren's gigs are always a lot of fun, and for more, you can visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. I'm here with Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, I expect to hear another turkey story, maybe one with a dead bird next week, and good luck to you and Robert.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. I'm hoping it ends in that as well. I've got a tag as well, Dan, so maybe it's two birds.
I know you do. There you go. And I'll be up north hunting with my son John next week, so I'll catch up with you somehow from up there. But folks, get outside this weekend and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio. On the gunnel, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling.